Going back to this patient's presentation, when she was treated with, you know, routine treatment for FL up until now, anyhow, rituximab bendamustine, I was curious what you thought about the big plenary paper at ASH that looked at obinutuzumab chemotherapy and follicular lymphoma up front.
So, you know, I think it's interesting. It's a little bit better. You know, I'd like to see a little bit longer term follow-up. But, and I think the other thing is that we don't routinely do maintenance. I think most people in the U.S. who treat patients with BR do not do rituximab maintenance. And there was that study presented at ASCO last year by Rummel in mantle cell, where they randomized patients with mantle cell who got BR to maintenance or no maintenance, and there was no difference. You know, raising the question, is there something different about the way that bendamustine impacts T cells or immune cells that would make maintenance rituximab less effective? So, you know, I think I am using obinutuzumab in people who, say you give, have a patient now who had single agent rituximab and progressed with follicular lymphoma. So I'm going to give her obinutuzumab plus bendamustine because I know she isn't rituximab sensitive, but I want to give her an antibody. So that seems like a setting in which it makes a lot of sense. So yeah, I'm not sure.
So let me play a little bit of devil's advocate here on a couple of things that you just said. First, you said that you don't generally use maintenance after BR and follicular lymphoma.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to say our surveys of both investigators and docs in practice say they do. 2 years.
Yeah. You know, most, if you look at the NCCN committee, the vast majority do not. You know, I think there's never been an overall survival advantage. Patients get hypogammaglobulinemic. They get delayed neutropenia. And if it doesn't change overall survival and you can retreat people, I think most of the academic centers do not use maintenance rituximab. After, if I was giving someone R-CHOP or R-CVP for whatever reason, I think the data there is, you know, I would probably, from the PRIMA, I would probably do that. But after bendamustine, I don't think we have enough data compared to observation to say that it, here we were comparing maintenance rituximab versus maintenance obina. So I think most of, in our practice, people don't tend to use it. You know, we discuss it with patients, but most opt not to.
I've got to check my last survey. I know we did one at ASH of 25 investigators, see what they said. The other thing you said was that it wasn't that great of an advantage, but I see a hazard rate of 0.66.
Yeah, I think when you look at those curves, you know, the absolute benefit is pretty small. I think both are good options. I think we still use a lot of BR, but we're starting to use, you know, we've templated it so we can give it now. And it seems like the pricing is going to be okay. So I think you could go either way.
Always looking at value, you know?
Yeah.